Hey guys, happy new year to you and yours. I'm so excited to record the first episode of the new year on Just Be With Simi. Yay! I hope that this year I'll be very consistent. Yeah, I'm better than last year. Hopefully I hit all my figures that I put down for myself this year, and most importantly, you guys, I need you all to keep sharing my podcast and, you know, share your reviews, share on your page, your story, and they also subscribe, guys. So important. And I'm wishing you all an amazing year of opportunities and success. This year is going to be big for all of us. Don't worry, you guys, we're going to travel to Dubai this year, and UK and US and Maldives and all of just exciting places. So yeah, happy new year. Let's get to today's podcast. So hey guys, I have some exciting guests with me today. Of course, like you already know, Irene Singh, and somebody's wife is joining us today on the first episode of my podcast. Hannah, please introduce yourself.
Hi. Hi, stars of Sinsola. My name is Hannah, aka somebody's wife.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how we do that.
And I'm are you somebody's wife?
What?
Are you someone's wife?
Yes, ma'am.
Who's
so
wife?
You're not single?
I'm not single, though.
Okay. Whose wife are you?
I'm engaged.
Engaged to who?
Everything will be revealed at the right time.
I'm good.
No pressure.
So you guys, today we'll be talking about what's basically trending on social media, like basically on Twitter most especially, because I mean, that's where all of the hot gist comes from first. So we're going to talk about the Dangote drama.
Voila.
And we'll also be talking about the lessons that we have been taking from our mommy. So basically we'll be talking about Dangote and Obisky. So Hannah,
I don't even know what to say, because like everything is just quite unnecessary to me, Shao. Because like I don't understand why you'd be dating Dangote and the whole world do not know. Like, oh my guy, I would just be putting inspired to acquire quotes on my Twitter. That's what people would be seeing. What can I make money? God is the source of my strength. Thank you, Jesus.
God's grace
abounds. Because like this is just like, I don't know. If I was done with things, those two girls, they are finished, child, because
But you know, like, they can't be finished because they are on the internet already, that like, everybody knows them, yeah?
Yeah, and but I feel like it's also like
a
bitch
do something to them at this point, like everybody's going to know like where all of the blame is to go to.
But as for like, he's a big guy, so honestly, if he really doesn't say anything, nobody's going to go and start calling him or stuff. I mean, they can't literally drag him. That's why I just feel sad.
Yes. All Nigerians dragging, we're just the ones suffering.
Yes, now.
Next thing, this guy increased the price of spaghetti or the price of soap. We'll be suffering it. We're just here dragging him for no good reason.
Honestly.
But I really didn't get the point why the girl came out. I don't understand the reason.
It was very unnecessary.
It was very unnecessary.
It's finding upgrade. It's upgrade. She's looking for upgrade.
Upgrade. Well, that is the upgrade.
Like,
if you want to
get upgrade, like, there's no point. That thing was quite unnecessary. Because there's really actually no point. If she's looking for upgrade, like, who is going to now come and then
they're not trying to form. They're not trying to form who is closer, who is. They're not trying to turn it into like a competition. Like that's very whack and very unwise, to be honest. me.
Very stupid, because you just dried your source of gold. What are you mad?
Okay, I could not open filling station. Do you understand? Like, I could sell cement. You know, even know.
Imagine dating the world's richest black man.
Wow. Are you mad? Now cast your...
I'm actually like very good. You're
supposed to be opportuned that Omo, yeah, even stay in the same room with him. The same food, all of that stuff. I'm supposed to be eternally grateful. Then you know, come on social media to come and start messing up. See, why now? All wrong now. All wrong.
Maybe they feel like they have nothing to lose. First of all, you don't even know if they're going to stay with any of them. Maybe they're posting throwbacks. Let's just start from there.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Yeah. Maybe their sources
are. You know, the one that is even the most annoying, the one that posted bomb. Like. You disgraced.
Our rich man. A big man is who you disgraced. A big man.
Oh, my God.
Now, do you want to see that go taste bomb? Wrong.
That's it.
Wrong.
I saw one tweet, they're like, this thing that, wow, so that's why like Benigna's bomb. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Okay, can you guys remember when Copy also tweeted bomb?
Don't throw stones at glass house, because your papa said she's going to come out.
I swear, her father's people do not call for him. Because, I mean, like, we can't deny that all of these billionaires obviously have their side suits, like, yes, that one is sure. We definitely know that one, but Omo, they should know you're a side chick, mama. You should know your place, fam. Why are you trying to expose your ogre?
I think somebody that's done so much for you.
I swear, like, it really doesn't make sense. I mean, like, first of all, we know that all men, we are going
but
to
chilo, but chilo, are we really going to call them like side chicks? Because to be frank, only one of them is searching. Dangote is not married. You know,
that's true.
He's a very single guy. So we can't really. So he can actually do what he wants, right? He's not accountable to like anybody.
Billionaires in particular, he's not married. Like, billionaires in particular have side chicks. That one. Mm-hmm. Those that are married. Those ones they have. I mean, like, people that know even billionaires or more, even all these small.
Yes, now someone that is any boys. Any 200k affect chick.
All these boys are not even working. They don't have money. They have side chicks. So.
Right. It's like no balance.
Stop attacking boys, please. I don't have side chicks.
When do you have a babe?
I don't have side chicks.
Ewo. Shot fired.
I'm intending.
Have you said doesn't have a babe yet? Although I hope that this year, you know, God changes his story.
No, I'm serious. I told you already that I'm in the works with someone.
Which one?
I'm in the works with someone.
He's talking about.
Must be nice to be in the works with someone.
Look at someone that is engaged, please.
Don't be only engaged.
A lot of us are still hoping to.
Please,
hoping
guys,
to,
let me clear the air. The only thing I'm engaged to is enjoyment. That's the only thing I'm engaged to.
Don't say.
That's the only thing that I can account for.
Mommy, Steph, I'm open for enjoyment this year.
Please, you want to spoil me.
If you wanna, you know, just please come to
my okay, can we talk about how it's just three of us that did not go to Dubai this year? Because
I swear it's just the three of us, so out of the millions,
I don't understand. Like, is there way they're sharing money that I do?
I feel like this Dubai has now turned to Lekki or something, that everybody's now there. Like, everybody is literally
I could just
in Dubai.
See his view, my view, my his view, my view, happy, his view. Everybody view. Dubai, how?
I swear.
But then
I mean, like, a lot of people actually traveled to Dubai because the year was, you know, the year was really awesome.
Like, everybody realized we just want, like, enjoy.
Like, we needed break, actually.
very true.
That's why we went to Dubai. We
well, now person we get when they go to Dubai now.
Fact too. Oh, now see this money.
If you want
there are some
yourself,
people that don't have money that still went to Dubai. People that their sugar daddy took them. What is people that have money?
Speaking of sugar daddy, please, let's just migrate. Let's go and take Bob Biscuit's lesson very seriously.
Exactly, you guys. Arise, me, please, me, I'm taking lessons, though. Bob Biscuit said Bob one.
I don't get how he's on the, how he's trying to like little please, hardworking.
Please
girls.
Don't disrespect Bob Biscuit with his Arise. Please don't disrespect my mommy.
Guys, when I say
I'm
okay, just, you say
how can you call him your mommy? That's like imagine if I even call him your mommy.
Bad Bobby Skis is the only person I've been listening to this year, to be honest. Yes. Good girl, no, they pay. Good
I
girl,
tell you. You guys,
you guys girl that money no for hand.
All the good girl I've been God doing, I don't go Dubai this year. Go straight, I don't buy.
I swear.
So,
this year, please, we are taking Bobby Skis. See how Bobby Skis is cashing out, I mean.
He's
I bold. I mean.
18 karat good. See my bangles and my earring. Bangles.
Oh god. But honestly speaking, yeah, about Bob Risky, whatever actually works for you, I feel like you should just do it almost because a lot of people, but even before Bob Risky's advice came up, like even before Bob Risky started saying all of this stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like they wanted to do runs. They've started doing runs.
Serious wala for who actually takes Bob Risky seriously. Because in all honesty, can you do half of the things that guy is doing? First of all, he's
exactly.
being mad.
Like, we literally don't know what exactly Bob Risky is doing.
Exactly. Because like, all this one is just banned. He'll be saying, my man. Mm. But you can never really tell. You can never really tell.
A lot of people actually, like, you really, like, you see a lot of people flexing and even going to Dubai. They, mm-hmm. You don't know how they got there.
Exactly.
You know,
you just be killing yourself, feeling pressure for
but the thing is that I feel Bob Risky is actually like a bad influence. That's what I feel because he took the easy way out. He literally said that being a man, not paying, so he became a woman. And that's
I mean, the you that you're a man, is he paying you?
Yes, no, he's paying me, of course. He's paying me a lot.
How is he paying you?
Ask my father. Being a man is paying me, but even if he's not paying, I don't believe you should just go and take the easy way out. Because if that's the way, then G boys are right too now. People that do rituals.
I'm
are
not
right.
going to compare. I don't think you can actually compare Bob Risky to a young boy. Young boy,
the same thing. Scam can't take the easy way out.
Is Bob Risky a scam?
Bob Risky is actually not scamming.
He's not hurting anybody. At least, not that we know.
G-Boy is dead. I don't hurt anybody. I've not killed anybody.
They've literally robbed people of their entire savings. Yeah, they make people's life miserable. What are you talking about? You're literally scamming somebody and taking all the money you did not work for. At least, Bob Risky, whatever he's doing, if he's like he's sleeping around, at least he's working for the money. You think that?
But you know that the honest truth is we don't even know if Bob Risky, like we don't know what this guy is doing, what this girl is doing. We don't know if he's sleeping around. We don't know if he just comes on Snap and says, Niyi, you guys help me beg Niyi. Niyi's not picking my call today. Do you understand? Like all of this stuff could just be cruise for heaven's
sake. But in all honesty, let's just be honest, we know that Shekpeteri girls are taking Bob Risky seriously because
definitely. We know a lot of people are being influenced by all of this social media stuff. Yes, and you really don't know how these guys are getting their
exactly money. Because for most of us it's just banned. And then there's somebody that is there really paying attention and taking down notes.
Someone has taken down notes. Filled his daughter. New Year resolution.
Mm-hmm. New Year resolution. Be like Bob Risky. Exactly.
But seriously, you guys, like, let's not even say hard work doesn't pay. Hard work pays.
With,
don't go and
with plenty
to
grace.
Telling you, I swear. And consistency. Actually.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't just expect to wake up a billionaire. Like, fam.
I swear.
You actually have to.
And then you guys, like, also having multiple sources of income. Because, I mean, if you don't. Because Bob Risky is also a brand ambassador. Mm-hmm. You guys know, yeah? Mm-hmm. Like, to so many big brands. And all of those brands, you know, they don't pay 1 million. They pay, like, 20 million, mm-hmm. like, 30, 40 million. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Omo, if you think well, like you say it's just Ross, okay, you just be doing Ross, okay. Finally now you see somebody that is giving you steady, constant money. then you not now go and build yourself with that.
What do you tell you now?
Then you not build yourself with that.
Not everybody is really wise, Shao. Like, even in the rubbish that you're doing, like, I feel like you should still be using your sense somehow. Because
I'm be using your head, though, because the guy is not going to give you money forever. And yes, you know, the funny thing is that these guys will not even marry you. Let's just be honest.
They have loving wives.
The good girls, they now come and marry the goody two shoes that don't even know anything. Everybody just shine your eyes.
That's
just
it. Use your head.
Focus.
Use your head. Bobisky actually said that also. Like, be wise. Yes, use your head. Use your head. This year, we must all go to Dubai.
See you guys in Dubai this year.
With our money.
So yeah, it's your birthday that is coming. For like just sponsor all of us.
Please, Eddie Asha, what God cannot do does not exist.
Yes.
Let me put it that way. What God cannot do does not exist. Oh, so before February 27, probably, you know, God is taking me to places that I did not even expect.
Amen.
So yeah, I could just be like, you guys should let's just fly to Dubai. You guys should go get your visas ready.
I already have one. Just call me.
Oh yeah, now
my bags are ready.
So, did you guys see that post about Nicki Minaj following Tasha and her whole rant and everything?
Okay, voila for us.
Voila for who Nicki Minaj no follow.
Voila.
But seriously, Sha, to be honest, like, if Whiskey followed me, I'll be happy. So I really don't know why some people are actually saying, like, well, okay, so what's there? Is it money? Is it this one? If a big celebrity,
let's just be honest, if Nicki Minaj followed me, guy, you will not hear the end of it.
I swear, this Nigeria, let me just
hypocrite everywhere.
And sometimes we just actually are never happy for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, somebody followed that person, let's celebrate with the person. So Hannah and Arize, which of you have tried the Charlie challenge? And have you tried it?
It's not different for them again.
Arize, have you tried it?
Nah.
Why now? If you don't want to see demons in your house.
Yeah.
Don't want to confirm the whole internet rumor. But I actually heard that it's really true. Although I've not tried it, I mean, because I'm not trying to invite spirits inside my house.
Exactly.
Why is pencil movie, for heaven's sake? Why is pencil movie?
My own is that, like, let's actually say it's real now. Like, why would you do it? Have you not watched enough horror movies to know that that's a very bad idea?
I swear. Like, to actually, I mean, it's so demonic.
Anyway, if you're having bad dreams, I have plenty of pastors that can deliver you and your household.
No, but my guy wants to do it, go ahead, dude. But all I need from him is actually, if my guy wants to do it, he should go ahead. But all I need from him is actually Charlie for a response for March.
For what? I actually did see some videos, you know, like people like putting their match, whatever.
I'm trying it, yeah.
Yes, I'm trying it.
Yeah.
And there was one video like that of one guy. He kept anointing oil.
Okay, and when did he move? It was not
shouting. To know when they said, Charlie, are you there?
But I think the best one was, Charlie, can I start do Yahoo? Where the guy that said no, he not changed it to yes by himself. That one was the best one.
For the rest of you listening to this podcast, please don't try
honestly doing
that rubbish. Because, I mean, why would we be starting the year with a lot of places that have happened? Like, just 8th of January, I'll be 9th of January.
I said just January. So
this year is definitely going to be filled up with so many crews. Because, but we started with Bob Risky. We started with Dalgote. Then Bob Risky with her lessons. I'll be his lessons.
Team lessons.
Her lessons, because because she's saying now that she has enough money to go and fix her pussy, his pussy, what? Whatever, her pussy.
Wahala.
Wahala.
It's.
So I don't understand. I really want to get this whole pussy fixing. So who has Bobrisky been fucking?
Men, obviously, no.
Jeez. So Honorable Deji is a man. So Honorable Deji is fucking a man.
Yes. Tears in my eyes. I'm sure probably after that video, Honorable Deji texted Bobrisky. And Bobrisky was like,
obviously, power but
baby.
Because
they're not going to know it's
but we
you.
Don't know
because we don't know him.
We don't know him exactly.
Is it lie? People know him. I'm sure people know him.
But here's the funny thing. What if Bobrisky is trying to like, make a distraction? Trying to, you know, now she might not just call the real person. Maybe it's Honorable Femi now. Do you get like Bobrisky self is just
cool. What of the Honorable DJ is like that?
This
guy's in Google.
Because I know some people went to Google to say who is Honorable DJ.
Yes, imagine Honorable DJ's wife heard that thing and she's been suspecting her husband all along. Ask Kasala no boss lady.
Hey!
Super story.
I can just imagine drama. Deji, so you're fucking Bobrisky. Ew, I beg. I can't even think about it.
So money you're meant to use for soup is what you're giving to that man or woman.
I swear. And then I beg you guys that are listening, please. I thought we ended the slow mo with 2020 because I really don't know what's going on. Wow,
no, like Ghana, I think,
I'm
done.
But I really don't know.
It's okay. Please.
I don't know what was see that was see. No, the people left that infinity now. It's now this Naira Marley song that is really suffering.
No more. I'm really tired. What can Nigerians don't know how to do trains? Just do it and let it go.
As in, I swear.
You overuse the change. Like,
the thing is, we're not innovative.
At all.
We're not innovative and we have been at home for too long. So I don't blame anybody.
There's no lecturer
telling you to go and submit assignment.
I'm just really happy that school is resuming.
Honestly, I've not seen my sister's things.
Let
I want the house to be
go
free.
Back, beg, I swear. Let them go back.
Who stop?
See, I mean, say you that are talking that beg. I don't.
I'm done now. I'm done.
You're done.
Catch yourself.
Have you convocated?
As long as I say you don't submit projects, that one don't really concern anybody.
Finished. You're done.
Okay.
I've seen my final result. I'm done. Please.
Are you sure? Are you serious?
Yeah.
You guys have seen your results. Oh, that's
good.
How far did you finish your test class?
At all, boss. At all, 2-1.
You still try. No worry.
Oh, my baby. But you were so close.
I beg. Don't try and put me like I'm smart, people. Please, I'm not smart. Thank you. I'm out to make money. Just to make money.
Smart.
That's all I want.
Abizu's a smart ass, you guys. He has this really sexy voice. I don't know if you could feel it from, you know, your AirPods and all of that, but he has this
sexy voice.
And please, he doesn't have a babe, because me, I don't understand. He hasn't introduced me to any girl, so Abizu does not have a babe. And somebody's wife is here, so somebody's wife doesn't have a babe. So you know
you are not really sure about that statement that you just made.
Ever?
Hello.
Okay, somebody's wife, please. You know, you could clear this up for yourself. So, are you seeing anyone?
My DMs are open. It doesn't matter if I'm seeing anyone. I'm not married.
You could make it public now. You could make your relationship status public. Are you seeing anyone?
Like we were saying, what were we saying before you are putting you on the spot now. I'm not interested.
Hannah.
My DMs are open. If you want to shoot your shot.
Your DMs are open. See, this is what I don't like about women. Like, we are just never truthful when it comes to that part. I mean, just...
But, see me, leave her alone now.
Thank you.
She doesn't want people to know.
Okay. I get what Hannah is doing. She's trying to, like, play smart, you know. She doesn't even know if... She probably doesn't know if the guy that she's seeing is Mr. Right.
Mr. Wrong.
She's available for other options.
Please slide into my DMs, though.
please don't.
If you can fly me out to Dubai in March, I'll be very happy.
She's the next big thing. So you guys should slide into her DM and message her. Yeah, and if you need help with your spiritual life, so please message her.
Yes, so I'm here to meet souls, dear.
Exactly. And Arize, I'm handing you over to Hannah because I thought that you need God, you need Jesus, you need Christ. You need the Holy
Spirit. Stop, wait. Stop this before someone I hear that feel like I'm a pastor, I preach in church.
Hey, wonderful. Arize,
why are you a pastor? Which pastor? Youth pastor.
Which church?
I think so. I like to believe I'm a youth pastor.
Eh?
Which church?
In the most.
Please don't put me on the spot for the church.
Arize, I beg. Let's just cut it off with the pastor.
His assistant in the booth.
He's like, you don't understand what it means to be called. Hey, God, this boy. You're never scared. You say it's pastor.
I beg.
Hey, you say it's pastor. Arize, you're not scared at all. All right.
Let's continue.
I hope you guys had fun listening to us, basically, you know. It's a new year. This year, we're not taking life so serious.
Vibe, inshallah.
I swear, life is just too sweet. I mean, we're all going to make it, definitely. We just need to be patient and
work hard,
you know, slow down. As in, be consistent in what you're doing, you know, and be patient, guys. Some people actually make it in their 50s, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Some people make it in their 20s. Some people are shining in their 20s. Some of us make it in our 30s. Some of us make it in 40s, 50s. Some people even make it when they are 60. Guys.
Your time is basically your time.
Timing, oh, you guys. God's time is the best. Let's not go and rush now and everything will just end. We'll just be like upcoming artists that does 1 year. You know, 1 year, you just come blow.
There's no means to make no hustle, but hustle.
Hustle.
No, girl, lie down your bed. I'm saying ghost time is the best. We'll not meet you there.
Okay.
I swear. All right, you guys, Hannah and Rizzi, I'm so happy you guys, you know, joined me for my first episode this year. I'm so excited, especially you, Hannah. I mean, like, I've been dying to record with you, and obviously, we're still going to host like other podcasts.
Wow, I'm flattered. Yeah. Here.
Obviously, you know, you're one of my best girls.
Hey, I'm still your best girl. Wow, I thought we moved on.
No, you were my wife before, but you know, we had relationship issues every time, and I know you can't. I'm a whole fam.
Exactly. So I'm tired of your toxic.
You can't really speak to me. So I get it. You know, life is all about understanding. I understand the fact that this is how I am. And I'm not going to change anytime soon.
So please, if you're considering shooting friendship shots with this Missola, just save yourself distress. Okay.
Actually, that's advice to anybody that I swear you I get really tired of people very easily. Like, a lot of my friends can testify to that. You just notice that 2 months you don't hear from this person that you were talking to every single day. Because I could just zone out, and basically it's just about me liking my space. But don't be scared. I'm really cool. And I'm a whole vibe. Where the fuck is Arinze? Arinze?
I'm hearing you now. I was about to even say that. She's lying. She can text people every day and disturb your life. Liar.
I don't understand.
Oh, more that means she likes you.
I think she's
Yeah, that means now. I actually do like you, though. That means I do like you if I could text. Because, I mean, I don't text everybody every day.
Yeah, true, sure.
Trisha, me and I used to talk one time every day, but then I didn't.
Well, now we talk once in a month.
Yeah, we talk once in a while, but I mean, we're still guys, and then we still got each other. You should get it's not about, you know,
how frequently you talk, exactly. That's it.
I swear, but then
me and Sinisa don't understand each other.
Yeah, there's one person that, please, to be honest, I'm really tired of you talking to
me. I'm sure it's her name.
I'm tired of you calling. Even my family members are thinking that something else is going on between the two of us.
Anet, don't you think you deserve better than somebody coming to disgrace you in public?
Because Anet, you call me every time. You text me every time, fam. We're not in a relationship. You need to give me my space, fam.
Anet, you need better.
Sometimes when I see Anet's call, I'm just like, oh God.
Anet, please do not leave her alone. Disturb her, please. I'm begging you, don't stop.
Ask Anet. I used to purposely not pick some of our calls because I'm like so tired. But Anet used to pester me, though.
That's what you deserve. I promise you, that's what you deserve. I feel there were like 10 people like that in your DMs. So mad.
What? I beg. But you guys, I'm so happy, Sha. That you guys joined me. So thank you, Hannah.
Bye.
Thank you, Avinze. I love you guys so much. And to everybody that listened up until the end, I love you guys so much. Please share, subscribe, send a review. And please, you guys should download Pod Room so that we could have a conversation about this podcast. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.